It's tradition that the eldest son pays tribute to his father. Our poor daddy lived with a house full of women. Mommy, his three girls, and even Bella the Basset Hound was a little lady dog. So because Carolyn and Joanne are quite girly, and because I'm the tomboy, and I'm the one who can tell if someone's offside in football, the job is mine. It was also a stranger tradition in our house that after somebody else's funeral, and after we had listened to that person's good traits, that our daddy used to say to us, "Girls, when it's my turn, just tell it how it was. Tell the truth." So here goes. I could say that our mummy and daddy never argued. I could, but that would be a lie. They had only started going out together when our Auntie Dorothy said, "They'll never last 6 weeks." 60 years of marriage later, there has to be something to say for a good Barney. Daddy just followed the Bible's simple advice not to let the sun go down on your wrath. Kiss and make up before bed. But you see, our poor mummy had to compete with Daddy's other ladies, the other women. Yes, Daddy spent hours, many a night, visiting his older ladies, his fan club. Vinnie and Anne Spence, Mary Morrow, Lily Ferris, just to name a few. The Christmas Eve before Joe was born, my daddy actually had me walking up and down Lisburn looking for presents, not for my mummy, but for his ladies. Our daddy told lots of lies. Yes, he knew how to stretch the tooth, especially when it came to his girls. When we asked him how we looked, we were always gorgeous. We always did very well at school, and it was always someone else's fault when we got in trouble. According to Daddy, Carolyn ran whatever company she worked for. I ran the school that I taught in. And as for our Joanne, she ran the whole country. Maybe it would be better for us if she did. Our daddy, believe it or not, was incredibly vain. We were probably in our late teens before we saw him in a polo shirt. Daddy wore a shirt and tie everywhere. Even when people made fun of him running races at the Sunday school excursion in his suit. Our daddy was silly. He made up bedtime stories about Big Bill Shooter, and he had no trouble at all acting like a child, joining in our games, looking for crabs and willocks and clocky, hiding in forests. Rebecca Alford, the pastor's daughter here, once told her daddy she wanted to go to our house because we were the fun family. That was because of our daddy. But our daddy could also be a bit cruel. Yes, actually, our daddy gave our toys away. We soon learned to hide our favourite things when visitors came to tea. Because if their children ever said, "Oh, I like that," our daddy would say, "Ah, oh, just you keep it." So if anybody is around and sees Adele Strachan, she probably has half my toys. Our daddy didn't care about things. Fancy houses, cars, clothes, money didn't impress him. He knew what was important. Our daddy made some incredibly bad choices, not least the football team he supported, Liverpool and the Glens. Daddy was quite happy that I brought home a distillery man. After all, it was much better than a rugby man that Carolyn had chosen. I was so pleased one day I got to sit at New Grosvenor with my daddy on one side and Jim on the other. And no, I really mean I was glad I sat in the middle. Daddy was never invited back to the Whites. Our daddy was handless. DIY was not his thing. Once he bought a special DIY knife, and while taking it out of the packaging, he managed to cut one of his precious ties in half. One of the nurses this week in the hospital commented on how lovely his skin was and how young his hands looked. Not workman hands, accountant hands. Yet our daddy's hands were always busy, holding ours. Through thick and thin, daddy's hands were there for rubs and pats, hugs, to hold us whenever we needed it. Our daddy didn't really get cross with us very often. But he would be cross with us if we let you leave here today without hearing about his saviour. Of course, our daddy wasn't perfect. None of us are. That's why our daddy gave his life to the Lord. That's why he brought us up knowing our need to be forgiven of our sins too. Our hearts are aching today, but we have complete and utter assurance that our daddy is with his Lord. He wouldn't want anyone here to leave here without that same confidence that you would go to heaven if you were to die today. Before I sit down, Carolyn and I would just like to publicly thank our mummy and our Joanne for looking after our daddy so well for so long under such difficult circumstances. As our Carolyn put it in the hospital just before we left on Wednesday, "Irina, lots of people love their daddies. We really love our daddy."